episode 2915, What is Robbing Your Heart of Happiness?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. It's the beginning of the second week of the new year. Are you already counting down? Okay, maybe it's almost time to put up Christmas decorations, but you still have them up. Take a deep breath. Life is going to get a little bit slower only if you choose to. But first, you have to know where your heart is. What is robbing your heart of happiness? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Couple announcements here real quick. Number one, if you want to join our free community, go over to createyournow.mn.co. There you'll be able to set up a account. It's free and I will go and approve it. Now, be patient. This is something we're launching brand new. So give us time. We'll be in there. It's exciting. But you know, with everything change, it takes time. Also, we are partnering with Pray.com, and can I just say TV show? Yes, it goes live tomorrow, Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 10:30 Central Time a.m. and 8:30 Pacific Time a.m. So mark it, join. I cannot wait to share with you some new things that are happening. It's just God is good. That's all I've got to say. God is good. And we don't always know what we're supposed to be doing, but we walk through the doors that are opened and we accept the ones that are closed. And so today, I really want you to focus and look at your heart. We've been talking about our heart. And if we can't get on board with our heart, it's hard for us to lead. We get trapped, right? And when you look at how you feel, your feelings actually take advantage of your decisions, or vice versa, right? Your decisions can take advantage of your feelings. Your feelings have influence. And so I think it's important for us to really look at our heart. And that's why we're spending a lot of time on this. Your past and future can steal your presence. Don't let these thieves steal what is yours to have. Determine what is robbing your heart of happiness and live in the present. As you know, I'm a true believer in being in the moment, right? To be present. And I believe this is modeled to us by God Himself. He wants you to be. We saw it in the readings in the Bible, right? How Jesus acted when He walked on earth. He was part of the people. He saw. He didn't ignore them, but embraced them. He didn't just pass by them and be like, oh, yeah, gotcha, goodbye. No, He stopped. He prayed for those. He did miracles for those who, honestly, if you think about it and you read about it, if you've gone into the Bible, you'll find that, wow, were they really deserving of this? Well, none of us are deserving of it. But because of Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. And I think it's one of the interesting things in life when we look at our heart from an earthly perspective versus a heavenly perspective. And one of our fallacies of humanness is control, right? We're supposed to have self-control. We talked about that. But we also, though, want control. We want what we want when we want it. That's the microwave world, the drone world, right? Deliver it to me now so I can have and be what I want when I grow up. I just want it. I don't want to have to wait. I don't want to have to save. I want to go through the drive-thru, place my order, and in 2 minutes, I get exactly what I want. Unfortunately, though, this is not how our heart works. And this does not get us ahead in life, right? In fact, it actually slows us down. Now, you know, I asked the question, what is robbing your heart of happiness? I'm sure you haven't given a lot of thought to that. Unless if you're in the moment of depression, and you're just like, oh, you know, you sit down, you have a moment of silence. I don't think I ever have a moment of silence, even when I go to the bathroom. I know TMI, I'm sorry, but let's be real. We are surrounded and flooded by distractions and disruptions. I don't care if it's your family, your children, your puppy dog, your kitty cats, if it's dinner, the laundry beeping, if it's your social media feed, if it's the pings that saying you got all these texts, if it's your boss, if it's the vacuum cleaner, it could be the TV, anything and everything, right? You're standing in line at the grocery store. You could be waiting because your order online crashed and now you have to go through the whole process again. You're like, oh, is there any time that you ever have time to think? Most of us know. We're just running from one fire to the next to put one out in order to grab another fire, to put it out to order to be faced with another one. What is robbing your heart of happiness? Now, there are many things that distract us in our everyday, but there are two specific areas that can drown out what you're searching for: control of the past and the future. You trying to hold your fist tight enough or worrying yourself out of a situation or circumstance, it's not going to help you find happiness. There's not going to be any peace. Have you tried it? Have you laid in bed at night? You're going, oh, I just don't know what to do in these circumstances. And you find your body all tense. Your jaw, have you ever felt your neck so tight that when you tell yourself to relax, 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 all of a sudden your head tilts a little bit? It falls into the pillow. You're like, I never knew I was that tight. But you don't take time in order to get there. And then you wonder why you're in the mess that you're in, and you're wondering why you're unhappy. There's no reason for you to become frustrated, empty, and discontent. You can find peace, but you got to cultivate a life of hope. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Cultivate a life of hope. And this doesn't come from your own doings. One thing that can rob you of your happiness is the past. Think about it for just a moment. I know you don't want to go there, but I want to take you there for a moment. Think about some of the regrets you've had. The sorrows, the bitterness, it can weigh you down. It can become so heavy that you are living in the past and you're not even present, let alone thinking about the future. It can make you feel like you're stuck in a rut or unable to move forward. But we're told to let go of the past and move on, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Right, Philippians 3:14, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Again, it's the heart from a heavenly perspective versus the heart from an earthly perspective. Now, this doesn't mean you should forget the lessons you've learned or the people who have shaped your life, because you're going to have those in the past and they're important. But you don't focus on it, right? You don't dwell on it. You don't simmer in it. It means you should let go of the pain, the hurt of the past, and focus on the present as it will become your future. If you're always living in the past, will you ever be in the future? No. I mean, it's a pretty simple question. Now, I know we're getting deep here, but stick with me. Dr. John Izzo says this: worry does not save tomorrow from sorrow, but robs today of joy. Are you worrying too much? Trying to control everything? One thing I do in my language that I speak to myself is when, oh, I'm just so worried about this. And I try to change my language in the moment that I say it, when that word comes out, and say, no, I'm concerned. Because when you're concerned, that means you are in action to make a change, to make a different switch, to pivot, right? To shift, whatever the situation may be. It might just be changing your thought in the moment. It might be, oh, wait, I'm not going to fix this for dinner, but I'm changing this. It may be how you want to snap at your husband, but you breathe and you're like, okay, I'm not going to do this because I'm worried about the situation. No, I'm going to be concerned and I'm going to address it a certain way, in a different way, where he'll be more responsive. The past steals you of your presence and it totally robs you of any future that you might have, because that's where you live. I don't want that for you. Another thing that can rob you of your happiness is the future. You can get so caught up in worrying about what might happen that you forget to enjoy the present. I can remember back in the day of pageants. Oh dear, this is really going back. That's all I got to say. Yes, I was a pageant girl on the Miss America side of things. So I was all about the talent and sharing my gifts. And for me, it was my flute. And in all of that, there was preparation, right? There's always got to be preparation. And unfortunately, I was never awarded the crown. I was always the first runner up. That's a hard pill to swallow when you're always going for the win, right? And I think we all have that. We all want that win. But in preparation for the pageants, I would choose a song to play on my instrument because that was my talent. I wanted to showcase what I believe God has given me as a gift and talent. And I've been told that when I play the flute, it sounds like angels. Now, that's not me. Those are not my words. That's what people have told me. And all over my entire life of playing. And so I do believe it's a gift. Well, in preparation for playing a certain song, I would sit there and go, gosh, where should I cut it? Where should I end it? How do I change the music? Because I would have a background in orchestra, and then I would lead with my own flute. And I would sit there and I would worry. And then I would wonder, okay, am I going to get there? And the problem was I was robbing myself of the future, as when I hit it and I was on stage ready to perform, where was I still? In the past, trying to figure out, gosh, I made those mistakes. How should I change this? What was I thinking? Going back to another pageant. It kept me in the cycle, and I had to break it very quickly early on, which I did. But it's one of those things where you just kind of scratch your head. You're not to worry about the future, right? Matthew 6:34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. God's got you. You don't need to be stuck in the past, and you don't need to be caught up in the future. You need to be present. Trusting in God's plan for your life and living each day to the fullest can bring you true happiness here on earth. And I believe that's what God wants for all of us. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have struggles and troubles and trials and tribulations. That doesn't mean you're never going to have a flat tire. That doesn't mean your car is not going to break down. That doesn't mean that you're never going to have a fight with your husband. That doesn't mean that your kids are going to, you know, always be perfect. Yeah, far from that. I have five. Just ask me. But you can trust in God's plan. And it allows you to know that there is joy. Now, joy goes deeper than happiness. Happiness, my opinion, is a choice. You get to choose. You get to choose to put a smile on your face today. You get to choose to show up and say, you know what? I'm going to delight in what God has given me. I'm going to look for the God winks. I'm going to look for the blessings in the messes, in the piles of laundry, in the dirty dishes. You know, between dinner, dogs, and dishes, I don't know. Can you find happiness? Of course you can. As you cultivate a life of hope, make way for gratitude so you can be present honestly and authentically. You get to decide how you want your heart to show up. You do. Remember, free will. It's a choice. The fight is between your head and heart. So find the peace, not in this world, but in whom God is for you. My prayer for you, my friend, today is, may your happiness not be linked to the past and the future, but be grounded in the presence of God. Let go of the past, trust in God's plan for the future, and take time to enjoy the present. May this be your journey to experiencing the fullness of joy and happiness that God has for you. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Hey, don't forget, pray.com tomorrow. Yes, 10:30 Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Be there, live TV show. We'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.